I used to tell my uncle I wanna be in this music biz. I used to ditch my school for this. I told my uncle I'll make it and buy mama a newer crib. Have her drive the newest whips, looking fly as she cruises strips in Vegas. Let her bump my songs as loud as music is. She can't even hear herself thinking, not even with new Q-tips. It's ludicrous. Sit in my grandma's house and I reminisce on how fun it was having dreams back when I was just a kid. And just a kid around, we used to battle at lunch in the park. Me and my niggas say flow, easily rip niggas apart. And now it's not a game, I've sacrificed a lot of things. Lost my girlfriend and my mama, but look, I will not complain. I keep my head above the clouds, sort of like when I ride a plane. And I maintain my focus, I'm looking out for a brighter day. Hopefully God will save me, guide me to a brighter path. Cause lately I've been in my room crying way more than I can laugh. If I can have anything I wanted, it'd be success. Any real relief from all the stress. And grandma told me I've been blessing. These people that's out there steadily praying for me, they must not be believers, cause they're praying, they paying. Homie, I'm feeling so damn lonely. Hopefully a UFO will come and just land on me, but God's got a plan for me. So I just put in work and I look at my foot, it hurts from trying to stick it in that door. And they close it, that wood, it hurts. It could be worse, I could be cursed. Luckily though, I could rehearse my life, but I know next time exactly how hard I should've worked. It's scary now cause people don't understand me. I'm even skeptical of my family, because they talk about me way more and worse than most of my enemies would talk about me. And they encourage me, though they doubt me. But I ain't pouting, maybe weeping. I feel weak in my knees, but I keep on keeping on and continue writing and recording these songs until I'm gone. Yeah, nobody knows. I'll be alright though, I'll be okay. When I was young, I used to get nervous when they said spit your verses, cause my verses had no curses, and I ain't talk about murder, so I spit it off the head. Grandma used to wake up at nighttime and tell me go to bed, quit writing rhymes and get some rest and save some lead for your homework tomorrow, boy, and your schoolwork. But by the looks of my grades, you can tell I didn't do it. That's when she took my computer and the phone and said I couldn't use a phone until I improved my grades. I felt like a loser, so I sit in my room and listen to instrumentals and hope that I'd make the rhyme that makes people say he's official. It just tickles me a little, thinking of all the punishments. Maybe me and music wasn't meant to be, but I love this shit. Because of this, I feel relaxed when I wanna grab something, stab someone. I just write a rap and I'm back loving. Glad nothing's gonna stop me from pursuing my dreams. And I remember when I had nothing, if I do get this cream, I feel I deserve it, cause I'm one of the realest living beings. Taking nothing for granted, I'm happy to be living and breathing, really eating and speaking. But I know that there's more to life than all the mics I spit on. I can say the boy is nice, trying to climb that success ladder. Since mom and dad are never ever gonna get back together, it's up to me to make it better. Be the umbrella through the weather, that's where I stand. I'm focusing, becoming a man as fast as I can. Graham told me I got time, take it. When she woke me up with bacon, gave me some inspiration. At times I felt I wouldn't make it. All she wanted in return was me to ask her how a day went. Didn't even have to pay rent, though I did make a few payments. Cause don't want no one to feel like they're being used. And being used a bad feeling, trust me though, I've been through it. Me and music's all I need, me and music's all I have. That's why I continue writing these raps.